going to be a big game. Obviously, they're going to come in now with a wee bit of confidence. They got their first win against Sligo there on Monday night. So, look, to be fair, the form book was out the window in these games. You look, the first game of the season, they drew up with Dundalk up there, and Shamrock Rovers scored in the last 5 minutes up there. They pushed Cork all the way. So, like, every team knows going to Ballofae, it's not going to be an easy game, and we're no different, especially being a Derby match. They're going to be right up for it. We know everything about them, basically. They know all about us, so there's going to be nothing in the game, no wins given, and we're just looking forward to it.
From your point of view, you're getting back your old self from last Friday night. You were just strutting the ball about, and you're just getting back on it now.
Well, obviously, like, I've done very little over the off-season and stuff to get there, so like, the more games I play now, I'm kind of getting back into the swing of things, to get my fitness back up, get my sharpness there, and I'm feeling good, and like, so hopefully now the performances keep coming. But as I say, like, you take whatever one you come on Friday night, performances don't really matter in games like these.
But that is a case where, you know, everybody's looking up, the momentum back here, and you're sort of going, right, if you could get a Derby victory, how much confidence is piled on again?
That's what it is. Like, no, obviously we have the Derby on Friday night, but then if you look into like the rest of the month of April and the start of May, like, we have, could be 10 games over the next 5 weeks, so like, there's a lot of games to be played, and like, at the end of the day, like, you want to be playing games rather than training, but you need to be taking momentum into them games, and like, winning's a habit, like, and you know, everyone here wants to win games. Van Harps are going to be the same, but as I said before, like, we're going to prepare now Wednesday, Thursday, and just make sure we're ready for Friday night and not worry too much about them.
And obviously, clean sheets too. The boys are all, you know, it's not just the going forward, getting the goals, whatever they want, but that's two clean sheets in the bounce.
Well, that's like, no, as I said, like, no, without really talking about too much targets and stuff. So we sat down at the start of the year and said, like, with the players we have in our squad, if we keep clean sheets, we'll win more matches than we draw. Like, if there's goals all over the team, we hadn't really had our full stride yet going forward, but like, as long as the team keeps clean sheets, then we'll not be too far away.
And from your point of view, you know, you're still young, but you know the league like a back of your hand, and you're sort of obviously with the captain's armband too. You have to have that experience now in chatting a lot more to players.
Well, I said, like, we have a lot of players here that probably haven't played in the league before. There's a good few, like Peter and Kieran Call, like, have played in the league as long as I have, probably like much more as well. So, just saying that, there's four or five that has good experience in the league. There's a lot of new lads that maybe play 1 or 2 years. There's a lot of lads that haven't even played up until this year. So, like, we're obviously going to have to pass on our experiences. Like, we played Finn Harpson pre-season and out in the Brando, like, and we beat them 3-0. And like, it's up to the boys now that know the league to say to the rest of the boys, if they think that performance that night's going to be good enough, then they have another thing coming. Like, because Finn Harps are always going to throw everything at us. Like, as I said, they got their first win in the League Cup there the last night. They haven't won the league yet, so they're going to be coming all guns blazing. They know they have to pick up points sooner rather than later.
And obviously yourself and Kieran Cole and Shane will all get a nice reception with then your younger brother then too playing for Harps.
Well, that's it. Like, you know, that's what the game's all about. Like, you know, it'll be like for 90 minutes. You know, as I said, it's a rivalry. Like, family doesn't matter, friends doesn't matter. Like, you know, we're going to be in the end of some stick from the crowd. But at the end of the day, like, you know, if you get the 3 points, you can laugh a joke about it then after the game. But it's going to be a tough 90 minutes, but we're all ready for it anyway.